I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. During the final weeks of December, we're continuing to look at the state of the arts in our region with interviews with key members of the cultural community. Today, we'll focus on the visual arts with Terry Way, known to KLCC listeners as one of the hosts of our visual arts program, Viz City. He's also a sculptor and glass artist who's owner and operator of Raven Frameworks and has been past president of the Jacobs Gallery and the Fine Art Care and Treatment Standards Guild. Thanks for coming in, Terry.
Nice to be here, Eric.
First, the positive aspects of the arts in the Willamette Valley. What do you think the primary strengths are of the visual arts scene here?
Well, the primary strength is we have many, many artists, visual artists. You know, it's like we don't need to run an ad to get more artists in town. We're well supplied, various techniques, various ways of expression. There are many, many artists in this region.
In 2015, were there things that particularly inspired you that you saw?
Well, the variety, like the show that's up at Jacobs right now, it has 49 artists in it, and it's like a sampler. It's called Small Pleasures, so the format is very small, but many of these people work in a larger format, and it's everything from textile, painting, glass, printmaking, mezzotints. I mean, it's all over the place. We run deep in all kinds of expression.
Unfortunately, it's helping to bring the Jacobs Gallery to a close, it seems. So as someone who was deeply involved in the Jacobs Gallery, what do you think the impact of its closure will be?
Well, I think it's a real hit to the community because I think it really is the anchor of the community as a whole. The mayor show is conducted there. It's very popular. They get over, I think, close to 300 applications each time. It's really kind of a focus for what's going on, not necessarily in Eugene, but in the surrounding area. And I think it's going to be a real blow to not have that. I mean, it's been there for 30 years.
What kind of a ripple effect do you think that there will be out to places, other artists, and even places like your business at Raven Framework?
Well, I think if you ask artists what the problem is, they'll say there's not enough places to show. People have the desire to make work, and then other people have the desire to see work. And so there's got to be some way to do that. If you ask the gallery owners, of which there are getting to be fewer, with the gallery at the Watershed closed earlier this year, now with Jacobs closing, they would say there's not enough support. And that really is what the Jacobs is about. They just couldn't make their budget. So there's a real rift. The demand to show is very high. The places to show is fairly low at this point.
There will be a community conversation about what to do with the Jacobs Gallery on January 13th. What sort of ideas would you bring to that discussion?
Well, I'd like to see some way to keep it open. This happened once before, about 18 years ago. The city used to operate it entirely. They closed it. I don't really remember what the reasoning was, but a small group got together and said, maybe we can partnership with this. That happened 18 years ago. That's kind of when I became involved just after that. I was on the board, was president for a while. It was a partnership between the city and then the funding to get the art director, and all of that was taken care of privately. So it was a nice partnership, and recently they just couldn't make the budget, so the private part couldn't hold up its side. So I don't know if it's possible for some other method to keep it open or not. It'll be an interesting discussion.
One of the things that I've seen in many parts of the creative spectrum, especially in the music world and in the literary world, is that the online world has had a huge changing effect on how the entire system works. Is that true in the visual arts here as well?
I think so. And since 2008, that's where the big hit took place in many lines of business. But in 2008, about 55% of all the galleries in the United States closed. And we really have not seen that come back. So it was low for many years in Eugene. It's getting thinner. I think we're at an all-time low for galleries at this point. There's White Lotus and Karn Clark. are really the only two commercials. And then we have Mod Kern's New Zone. There are some other kind of cooperatives. But I think we're at an all-time low for places to show, and there's a huge demand. You'll see artists showing in coffee shops, medical clinics. It's everywhere. You look at the listings now, and that's what you see the most of. There's hardly any galleries left.
Do you think that there are ways that we could encourage that by perhaps organizing collaborations between other business and artists in a more formalized way to create more space for showing?
Well, we've tried. The Lane Arts Council is very active. They promote a Lane Arts Council First Friday Art Walk. Mm-hmm. They have opened up some new venues. There have been partnerships, you know, so that there's a critical mass of places to show. They have continued doing that. Some other things have been tried. There was a Diva a few years ago tried to do like an open studio tour. That had limited success. Diva didn't last, I think, 2 or 3 years, and then they closed down too. So we see this repeating pattern. I don't really know what the magic bullet is.
Mm-hmm. Are there things that you would like to see us do as art consumers or art producers that could make a difference in 2016?
Well, I think it's perhaps a whole new ballgame. Like you said, online, you can see almost anything you can imagine or anything you can describe. You can see it online. Many times you can have things printed, custom sizes. If you need a certain thing, you can have it printed that way. And it ships to your door. And I've seen that take place of galleries. I think that is having an impact. So I think we're still adjusting, mm-hmm. like everything, like social media, drones, all of that stuff. You know, technology is ahead of what we know what to do with it. And I think we're in an adjustment phase.
Do you see that technology creeping into the creative art itself in terms of what artists are producing here?
Well, yes, I think the whole computer generation. Now, when you see a photo show, it used to be photos, meaning, you know, things, wet photos, where they were done in a darkroom.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I think the last photo show I saw, I don't think there was one traditional method in the whole show. It's all, they call them C prints or digital laser jet prints. So, yeah, that's a whole new ball game there. Just one example.
Is there anything else about the state of the arts and the visual arts that you'd like to add to this discussion?
Well, no, like I say, we're not short on talent in Eugene. I just think we don't quite know. And the artists, I've talked to a lot of artists, and they're scrambling too. It's like, do I open my house? Do I open my studio? How can I partnership with somebody else maybe in the neighborhood? There's a lot of questioning, a lot of scrambling around to try and come up with an alternative to all the galleries we used to have.
It seems to be true in almost every art form that I come in contact with in my job here. There's that similar question of reinvention seems to be on everybody's minds, but it's a very creative time, and I certainly take heart in that, at least.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you for all that you contribute here at KLCC and to the arts world and beyond.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Terry Way of KLCC's Viz City and of Raven Frameworks, past president of the Jacobs Gallery and the Fine Art Care and Treatment Standards Guild, sculptor and glass artist as well. For more information, ravenframeworks.com, also klcc.org, where we'll archive our whole series of state-of-the-arts interviews. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.